Johannes from Avatar here on newpodnotfest.com. Man, how have we been?
Good.
It's been a minute.
For the last half hour, I've been excellent because I've been awake. Prior to that, I was even better because I was not.
Well, I was hoping you were going to be in full regalia coming over here, man.
No.
It's a visual medium.
No, absolutely not. It's hours away.
All right, well, let's dive into a little new bracket challenge before we dive into some Avatar stuff. All right, so we're going to do new metal bracket challenge. First up, Korn versus Limp Bizkit.
Korn.
Korn? Any reasons why?
I just simply like them more. It's interesting that's going to be a new metal thing because the way kind of I got around to metal in my early mid-teens, right? Yeah. In the European scene, there was a clear divide whether you were into the new metal stuff or you absolutely weren't. So I've come around to the new metal things. I came a bit later to the party. I think kind of changes what you would like and not like is for us. But no, I just think, I know Korn has the smoother bass lines.
All right.
And
Sam Rivers has got some jams for Limp Bizkit.
One of those. He's such a extremely good singer.
Oh, yeah.
I think because of just the characteristic of what is done. The grunt, the voice, the screaming, the angst, and all this stuff.
Yeah.
You can sometimes easily forget like underneath the consummate of a vocalist that is in that band.
Nice. All right, Deftones versus Disturbed.
Deftones, I guess. Although I will, in both these last questions, so I grew up watching Razzlin.
Okay.
And it just hits me that I am picking the bands who have not contributed with wrestling things. Because I think for my own taste, I do have to pick Deftones, but Disturbed does get a shout out for the heel version of Stone Cold Steve Austin's theme in the early 2000s. That must be mentioned.
Nice. All right, System of a Down versus Linkin Park.
System of a Down.
Okay.
And that's probably my favorite out of the whole bunch. Whatever comes after now won't be able to touch it for me, or for the whole band. They are a huge influence to this day, I think, how to... many times when if we have ideas that are kind of intense and technical and intricate on the guitar, I end up kind of like, you can't get lost in the shuffle here. What if we System of a Down it?
That kind of
straighten out ever so slightly. But I don't know, because it's so... What they do is so musical and playful, but it never goes over anyone's head,
right?
In the best way possible. Like it's they emote in a way that it clicks the first time and the 100th time, in a way that we just think they're great.
Yeah, I think that System of a Down, when they kind of first started popping up on my radar, hearing Sugar and things like that, I'm like, what is this, like, metal circus music that's going on?
Yeah, exactly. So we're taking a lot of influence on that. And it was especially that year when Mesmerize came out.
Mm-hmm.
We, all of us and all of our friends, literally everyone, the first time I was part of that, when everyone around us, everybody was equally obsessed about it, that you didn't need to put any other music on at parties and stuff.
Right.
So it's so ingrained in us, just in those formative, starting to write songs seriously years, that was for the longest time the best album that had come out in the kind of that period. So they
System was definitely the band that like when I first started to hear them, I didn't get it, and I was just like, I don't get it. And then I saw them live, and I was like, oh, they're like my favorite band now.
It took forever to see them live because we live in Sweden and stuff.
Right.
I think Hendrix saw them at a festival in the early 2000s, but we had to reach the end of the noughties, the rest of us, I think, to catch them.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's one of the things about living in Sweden.
Yeah, but then we get to watch like all the Swedish bands all the time.
There you go. True, true.
So.
All right, Slipknot versus Evanescence.
Nah, I think it still has to be Slipknot.
Okay.
Also in terms of influence and everything throughout the years. Has helped a lot, yeah.
I think that's the longest anybody's taken to answer that one. Most people just Slipknot it up.
I come around to Evanescence in a way where that I didn't think I would have.
Yeah.
From back in the day, but that I kind of, I see it now.
All right. Well, we'll quickly finish up. Korn versus Deftones.
Oh, well, you're doing that.
Yeah, we got to get down to the championship.
Okay. Korn.
All right. And then I'm assuming System of a Down versus Slipknot.
Yes.
All right, and then so System versus Korn.
System.
Awesome, man. So System of a Down wins it. They've held steady through this whole thing.
Oh, really?
Yes. All right. So Dance Devil Dance is out now. I think last time we talked, it was coming out.
Yeah.
So fan reception, everything else, everything positive. How are you feeling about it being out now?
I mean, we all live in our old social media bubble. Right. So as far as I know, no one drinks real milk, and everybody loves my album. No, but it seems to be doing well.
Yeah.
There are all kinds of charts you can be on, and sometimes we are on them.
Right.
And then sometimes we stay on them for longer than half an hour, so that means something too,
there
I guess.
You go.
People react to the new songs the way as if they were old.
Right.
So
that's
all
good.
The things are supposed to be happening is happening, and then now it's weird because this album is. When did it come out? January?
Something like that.
Oh, good. You do your research.
Well, I have it out now. I didn't write down the date.
I'm messing with you. But that also means that we finished it, of course, a while before
right.
that. And we had a long starting stretch this time before it came out. So now it's that weird thing where I feel like, oh, yeah, that old thing.
You know, that,
like,
yeah.
We're working on new riffs.
Right.
Can't talk about them for another 15 years.
Hum a few of those new riffs for me. I'm just kidding.
Okay, there's one... starts on a B.
Right. Okay. That's a good starting place.
It slides down to an A.
Oh,
it slides back up.
Okay. Are we like
and
an
then A? Then we take it from there.
Okay.
Over a drum beat.
So is it like a low B, like a detuned B? Or
no, we go tune in B standard.
Okay, right.
Right.
Okay.
So, but it's not this, you know, start up there on the.
So we're like B up here. Are we up here or are we down here?
We're up there.
Okay. Okay.
It's a bit war pigs in that sense, but only for that half a second.
Okay.
And then when it moves on, and then the bass is very 80s in that part.
Oh, nice.
So, cool.
So it's like riding the A, just don't.
Yeah. But not riding A, because then that would be
right.
like playing the seventh out of the chord.
Yeah.
Are you a music theory buff?
No.
Which is
yes,
a nice
yes,
sound,
but
it would be a bit Sinatra, and
right.
we were more to you know, stick it heavy metal grounded,
right,
we would
okay.
have to stay on the B.
I see what you're saying.
Because
okay.
we usually treat our B songs are kind of like would be a standard tuned
what
E
what about like
song.
A like a diminished fifth in there somewhere? Like,
not in that song actually.
Okay.
No, but don't worry, they're there, of course. Then I kind of speak the diminished fifth. I kind of geek out on because if you go down one third on the bass,
yeah.
you know, from that root
okay.
note, then it's a nice little seventh chord, and then you all wrote, okay, we're doing blues now. Okay, why not?
Yeah. So Corey Taylor's at the festival today. Are you going to have him come whistle with you guys today?
Ah, oh, that song is not on the set list. They just let us play 35 minutes.
I still love that story about him getting Corey Taylor of all people on here.
Then
on
he
your,
was completely up for it, which is great. Like,
I think he gets it. He gets the joke.
Yeah. It would be even funnier if he did it in spite of himself.
Right.
But that is not what happened, no. No, but it, I guess we talked about it back then, but it's the whole South Park thing of like, how. Oh, Mr. Jay Leno would like to be on your show.
Right.
Okay, can we... No, he was the cat.
Yeah. Clooney was the dog.
Yeah, and Jerry Seinfeld was turkey number
right.
three or two.
Right.
And that whole thing, because... As been now, because if we talk about this album, then we had an actual a singer sing.
Right.
That wasn't me on the album. But that grew so organically. We had the song way before we had, like, oh, we need to ask someone. Like... It became a duet during writing,
right.
So they have Corey's name came up as part of like, hey, Corey will be in town. I know him, says a producer, and yeah, we open for Slipknot and whatnot,
right.
You know, so all these things. So we hadn't made anything for another person, which gave this opportunity to then have actual fun with it.
Right.
I mean, with Violence No Matter What, it's a different kind of fun, but it's fun because Lissy is the best in the world and that she specifically wanted to sing on a song on that subject and then wanted to stand behind the message of it also throughout now. It's been a year since Mahsa Amini was murdered in Iran and they're still fighting over there and we did that little thing about it and it was a different kinds of fun as right. far as yeah, putting up music is concerned. This
took a serious turn right there on that one, man.
Yeah, sorry.
No, that's good. We'll just kind of lighten it up as we end.
Oh, I can turn anything.
We can turn it. We can turn it real awkward, real quick. Kind of heading over to the States, man. Is there something when you like, you see you're coming to the States? Is there something you're like, I can't wait for a crazy truck stop or something like that, some sort of food or anything like that that you're looking forward to in the States that you might not get back home?
Well, traveling around the United States makes me wonder how we are all so caught up in a system that is dependent on infinite growth within a finite system of resources. See, I told I could do it. Also, those wasabi soy almonds at truck stops are also good.
There we go. Well, Johannes, man, thanks for taking some time here. New pod, nodfest.com.
Thank you very much. My pleasure. Thank you.